Hello, my imaginary friends. SM Twin here. It's the 22nd of February here now. When I'm recording this, and I'm having a bit of a DIY day today. It's the last day of the half term holidays here, or where my kids go to school. So consequently, it's the last day of my holiday too. So. Finally catching up on the DIY tasks. So what have I been doing so far today? Just to put this in context. So this boo is kind of especially for my friend Fee Dunn, who thought I should do a DIY disasters boo to go along with my my cooking disasters booze. So there we are, very funny. at the moment I'm just scoring a piece of board, because I'm putting some shelves up, and there aren't any, I need some shelves to go between two internal brick walls. Which is nice. It means it's something nice and strong to support the shelves. But the width is very specific. It's 91 centimeters. So I couldn't find any shelves that were 91 centimeters wide. So I've had to get myself a big piece of 2.4 meter chipboard with white. But it's caught in a white melamine facing around all four sides. So just scoring that nicely so I get a nice clean edge, and then I'm going to saw the end off. So it's only going to be, it must be about 8 or 9 mil. So I'm going to saw that off. That's going to make a horrible noise. In fact, I did a DIY boo a while back, didn't I? Sure, there was a DIY boo I was doing when I was doing some sawing. But yes, so I'm only cutting this, you know, half a centimetre off, because I've just cut another piece and I scored that one the same way. So I come away with a panel that's 91 centimetres long, and it's got a neat end, but the bit that was left is not neat. So that's why I've done the scoring. And just to chop the end off here. So there we are. And what else have I been doing today? So before doing this, I hung up a little canopy. Is it a canopy? It's a little net curtain thing. That's now hanging over my daughter's bed, so it kind of makes her bed a bit like a four poster bed, or like a princess bed or something, where there's a nice net, pretty net thing hanging over the bed. It makes it look a bit fairy tale-ish. So that didn't take long. I only nailed that up with a picture hook, because I thought, well, you know, if it's going to get pulled down, I'd rather the hook came out and the whole canopy thing didn't get damaged. Because I was originally thinking about putting some super duper fancy screw with a super duper fancy rule plug in there that would be really strong. So then the kids will be bouncing up and down on the bed, and then one of them will fall over and lose their fitting and grab the canopy. Tear it or something. Sorry, I just had to power through that last bit. So there we are, there's a nice neat edge on there. That'll do. Right, now I need to measure 91 centimetres along and do another line. Right, where's my tape measure? Over there. I'm in the garage, by the way, in case you can hear cars driving by and stuff like that. I'm in the garage. 91 centimetres, which is just a smidgen short of 3 foot, isn't it? Measure that. So that's not gonna be very interesting, actually. Yes, I'm hung that canopy up, and now I'm just cutting bits of wood. So I've got 4 bits of wood to do, all the same length, and that'll be my 4 shelves. So that'll be nice. And then I've got some batten that I'm going to screw into the wall, into the brick wall, and those will be the supports for the shelves. So I've got another bit of wood, which is I think 15 mil by 20 mil. That'll be my batten. So that'll be good. I'm gonna have to cut some little lengths of that as well. I only needed 1 2.4 meter piece of that because I'm going to need 8 battens, and they're going to need to be 23 centimetres long, or less, and probably less actually, because that way they won't be visible if they're less long. Right, so that's that measured. Now I need my metal ruler again so I can score along. Metal ruler, there we go. Putting myself in my own shadow and I can't see what I'm doing then, can I? To turn around it the other way where the light is coming from. Right, so I'm going to carry on scoring and sawing like this until I end up with my 91 centimetre long pieces of shelving. 4 of them. And then I'll record again, so you can hear me offering them up to the wall and see if they're the right length. Because, of course, if they're a little bit too long, I'm going to be stuffed, aren't I? I'm going to be able to get them in. And if they're too short, then that's going to look rubbish as well. So they need to be just the right length. There were some shelves available that were already cut, that were 90 centimetres long, but then that would have left a half a centimetre each side. I think that would have just been a little bit too short, really. Too much of a gap on each side. So I think the good thing about doing it like this is I'm going to feel a lot more satisfaction of putting these shelves together, and you know, having kind of had a lot more involvement in them. In building them. Oops, just dropped my. It didn't damage, did it? That's lucky. Thought I would have dropped then. Damaged then. Right, yeah, I feel a bit more satisfaction, I think, having, rather than just getting something that's already been cut to the right length and already got fixings and everything all designed and ready to go in the same packet kind of thing. Whereas here, I'm having to kind of make it up myself. And decide what fixings to use and just how to do it. So yeah, I should get a bit more satisfaction out of this. Right, yeah. So anyway, as I said, I'll carry on scoring and sawing, and then I'll record again a bit later. At the moment of truth, when I find out whether they are indeed the right length or not. Because if they're a little bit too long, then have to come back and start trim them down. I haven't got a plane I can use to trim them down if they just need a couple of mil taken off. So that's what I'm going to do if that happens. If they're too short, you'll have to be back to the shop to get another piece because I've got the bit that's left over after cutting out 2 91 centimetre pieces. Is, you know, you do the math, it's going to be about 58 centimetres, isn't it? 50, 60? How come that? Maybe it wasn't 2.4 metres, maybe it was 2.42. There's the other one. Measure that one. Yeah, look, that's 243 centimetres long. Oh, they give me a bonus 3 centimetres that I didn't even know about. How marvellous. Right. Let's turn this piece around then and do a bit more sawing. Do you want to hear me do some more sawing, or do you want me to pause? What's going to be more pleasant for you to listen to? Are we just skipping on to the next bit, probably? You heard me sawing before. Okay, I'm going to pause, and I'll catch up with you in a bit later. Right, so here we are. Back in the house. I've got four shelves. You can hear them bouncing into each other. If I stand them all on their ends, are they all around about the right? They're all about the same length. That's good. And that feels fairly flat, so they're not sort of funny angles. Of course, I'm assuming that the wall is the same width all the way up and down, aren't I? Oops. That might have been a bit silly assumption. Right, okay, let's try a shelf. Let's see if it fits. I can squeeze it in between the hole, between the two walls. Can you hear it crunching? No, there you go. There's a little tiny gap there, so that fits. Hopefully that'll... Oh, the wall's not straight. How funny. Oh well, by the time this thing's piled on top of the shelf, you won't be able to see that the wall's a bit curvy. Right, this. As I move upwards, it's actually stuck now. Ah, that's interesting. So now it's jammed in. Those two bricks, opposite bricks from each other, are closer together than the rest. Okay, let's try a bit higher up. Oh yes, it's getting a bit of a squeeze up. As I go higher up, it's a squeeze. Looks like these two brick walls are... Oh goodness me. I can't get it anywhere near in, at the top. Where's my tape measure? Here's my tape measure. I'll measure the distance. Yeah, that's about 90.5 centimetres there at the top. Oh dear. Oh dear, I didn't get that right, did I? Ah. Bit of a miscalculation. Oh well, I'll just have to shave bits off to make them slightly narrower as I go further and higher up. Not the end of the world, I suppose. I don't know what tool I'm going to use to do that. How funny. So if I say do that one and measure it, that is... Oh. Tape measures falling down. There's not much in it, it's only a couple of mil, I suppose, but a couple of mil seems to make all the difference. How can I stop this from falling down? Yeah, oh dear. Well, I didn't think that one through, did I? Okay, well, I suppose it's time to start chopping some battens. Maybe I'll make some tea. Oh yes, an update on the canopy. The kids have pulled that down already. So, and the disadvantage of using a picture hook to hold it up is that it pulls the nail out of the ceiling, and of course the nail then just lands in the bed. So the danger is that there's a nail on the bed. And some kids bouncing up and down, they might get a prick in their foot. So I'm going to have to think about a slightly different solution for that, I think. Where's my teacup? Oh dear, left that somewhere. Keep looking. Right, so now I'm cutting battens for supporting the shelves. So at least I can have a go at positioning where the battens should be. Get all the shelves positioned, planned their positions, and then I can trim them according to the right length to make sure that the shelves themselves, to get them to actually fit in between the walls, which are not straight. So yes, cutting battens here. So I've done, there's four I've done so far. So here's, I better tighten up a little bit more in my workmate. Right. It's going to be my fifth batten. There we go. And they're all coming in about 19 centimetres long, so a comfortable bit shorter than the shelves that they'll be supporting. So hopefully there won't be too much ugly batten underneath. Oops. Right. So next one about there. Grip the wood. I'm going to have to get my drill, which is currently charging. I'm going to get my drill and drill some holes in these battens so that I can then screw them into the walls, into the bricks. Okay, that's six. Right, I'll update you again a bit later. Right, now it's time to drill some battens, drill some holes in some battens. So I've got my battens here. And I've marked some spots where I want to drill some holes. So there's one hole. Oh, that one's a bit off centre. Let's just correct that by drilling a little bit away from the cross that I've drawn. Okay. There we are, a batten with two holes in it. Sorry, I put the drill on up then and it fell over. Silly me. Right, screw another one in. Right, let's get... What's that rattling around in the drill? Doesn't sound good. Oh, still works. Right, there we go, there's two battens. Right, I'm going to take those back in and see if I can drill through these holes in the battens and put them, drill into the wall, into the brick wall. Yeah. Okay, so drilling holes in walls. Right, first you put the batten in the right place, use a spirit level. And then this is my, I think it's a 3mm drill. Through the batten, just make a little hole in the wall. Right, oh, what's somebody showing me? Okay, so this is a 5mm masonry bit. Make sure my drill's level. Come on, get in there. It's hard work, isn't it? Right, now here's a 6mm drill. Make the hole a bit wider. This isn't a masonry bit, but it's good enough. Make the hole a little bit wider for the wall plug. And then drill the screw into the wall plug. It's struggling, isn't it? I'll have to finish this one off by hand, I think. So, what do you think of the first shelf?
Brilliant dyeing.
Yeah?
Brilliant. Yeah.
You like it?
Yes, love it.
What about the second one?
Not so sure about the second one yet.